Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our 2024 public hearing on the fiscal year 2024-2025 tax rate. I think we ran this in the newspaper and put it on the website. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here except Commissioner McAnally, who's not able to attend this morning. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by, you feel like leading us in prayer, Brother Dieter?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Lord God, as we come before you this morning, we come before you with a grateful heart. We ask you, Lord, to give us guidance and direction with our fiduciary trustees that are handling our funds for the county. And we ask you to give us discretion and good judgment. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to make this community what it is intended to be. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mr. Dieter. For some reason, I
think. What do you do? Drops out of your ring?
My hand. Oh, there it is.
Set out of your ring?
No, I think that's for the budget. I need that. More or something.
Well, you got your highlighter out.
All right. Item number four, public hearing for fiscal year 2024-2025 budget. This year's budget proposes a tax rate of 0.50776 per $100 valuation. The proposed tax rate, as I said, is 0.50776 per $100. No new revenue tax rate. That's the rate that's equal to what the rate that would bring us in exactly the same amount of money as we operated on last year is 0.48071 per 100. And the voter approval rate, aka the rollback rate, is 0.50776 per 100, which is the same thing as our proposed rate. I keep saying 20. This might be the 19th budget I've done, and we've never proposed a rate over the rollback rate. That would just be ridiculous. That would cause the electorate to be able to have a call for a rollback election. The no new revenue tax rate is the 2024 tax year that will rate that will raise the same amount of money, same amount of property tax revenue for San Jacinto County from the same properties in both the 2023 tax year and the 2024 tax year. The voter approval rate is the highest tax rate that San Jacinto County may adopt without holding an election to seek voter approval of the rate. The proposed tax rate is greater than the no new revenue tax rate. This means San Jacinto County is proposing to increase property taxes for the 2024 tax year. And as I say, the public hearing on that proposed rate, as required by law, will be held this morning at 9 o'clock here at the shelter, 255 Live Oak, Cold Springs, Texas. I'm sorry, y'all go ahead.
No, I'm asking a question.
Okay.
I was just asking something.
proposed tax rate is not greater than the voter approval rate, tax rate. As a result, Sandy Center County is not required to hold an election at which voters may accept or reject the proposed tax rate. However, you may express your support for or opposition to the proposed tax rate by contacting members of San Jacinto County at their offices or by attending the public hearing mentioned above. Your taxes owed under any of the rates mentioned above can be calculated as follows. Property tax amount equals the tax rate times the taxable value of your property divided by 100. Now, we met, I forget the date, but we had a meeting right here and we voted on this proposed tax rate. And in favor was Commissioner Natuno, Commissioner McAnally, Commissioner Brandon, and myself, the county judge. Commissioner Mars was unable to be at that meeting, so he didn't vote. There were no opposition and nobody that was present that did not vote. Like I say, this is about the 19th budget I've done. It's the first one I've done with Margie, and it seems like between the two of us, I know that we put the required notices in the public notice that was posted and put in the newspaper and so forth. I was looking through the corrected proposed budget. I know the information's in there, but it looks like there's supposed to be a statement in there that's just what I read off of the public hearing notice, that this budget will raise more tax, property tax, than last year's budget by. We calculated those numbers and we put that in the newspaper. Do you have that notice?
Not with me.
Remember, we went back and forth and right. Right. And then there was the next line was a rate.
11 point something.
I was 8 point something, I believe.
Yes, 8.
Let me see.
8 point what?
The tax.
Yeah, there it is. It's right here in front of me. All right. The proposed budget will raise more property taxes than last year's budget by $1,111,272. Or 8.29%, and of that amount, $492,965 is tax revenue to be raised from new revenue added to the tax roll this year. There you go.
Thank you.
In this budget, I did not propose any raises in the budget, and that generated some grievances, which we'll have the public hearing on the grievance that are remaining pending on Friday, right here, I think at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I sent out, we determine who serves on the grievance committee in the same manner the statute prescribes, and that's this year we opted to pick out people from the public that served on the grand jury. Both of the courts, Miss Curry gave me a list. And she came down to the clerk's office and we cut the names off the list with a giant pair of scissors that's been around in my office forever. Dropped them in a receptacle, just like it says, and drew them out. We put 24 names in there. one of your employees drew the names. We and they will serve in the order they were pulled out of the hat. So we put 24 names in. I don't expect 24 of them to show up, but the first nine that are here that are on the list, that will be who's on the grievance committee. That's how that's done. Mm-hmm. I've had one call from a lady who said, well, I wasn't on the grievance. I said, no, that's, you're on it because you were on the grand jury. Were you on the grand jury? She said, yes, I was. And she, I said, well, I'll look forward to seeing you at 9 o'clock. Now, you may have gotten more calls or questions, but I hope we get nine show up. I'm not sure what we'll do. If not, we've never had people not, people that are willing to give their time to serve on the grand jury, most usually don't mind serving on the grievance committee. Because it's, I think we've only got two left. But anyway, didn't propose any raises. I think I did. There's a one position. I know of one position we added, and I think last week or the week before when we were going over where can we find more money to offset the cost that the hurricane dealt us with the roof being banged up and having to send the inmates off. The inmates, I'm trying to make a record here, so that's where I just keep going on and on. We're having, well, prior to the hurricane, we were happily accepting other prisoners from other jurisdictions, and we were paying, or they were paying us $75, those counties paying us $75 a day to house those inmates. So that's, since the storm did that to the roof, the jail had to be evacuated, and we had to not only send the ones we were getting paid to keep somewhere else, now our inmates, and at that particular day was around 60, or have been sent. The sheriff did a great job finding various locations where they could be housed. But now instead of taking money in, we're not getting that money, plus we're paying out $75 a day. None of that is planned for in the budget. We got money that we've saved over the years by being conservative, and I applaud the court that's helped generate a healthy fund balance. But anyway, budget-wise, there's not a line that says this is what you pay to house inmates somewhere else when a hurricane comes in and blows. We don't have a line like that. I don't think we had one back when you were there, Brother McCoffin, did we? This is the first time this has ever happened. So anyway, I'm trying to justify why I didn't put any raises in there, because we've got unexpected, unbudgeted bills to the tune of, well, $5,000 or $6,000 a day for every day that we're housing inmates somewhere else. And by the way, that's still not addressed in the, we sat here a couple of weeks ago and we went through and cut every single department's budget by little here, little there, so we could close the gap on, well, we still didn't make an allowance for the, how that's going to get paid, other than, well, I mean, that's, if worse comes to worse, it'll have to come out of the fund balance. That's kind of why you have a fund balance, so in case of a disaster, you do have something to fall back on. And taking money out of the fund balance to do things like that, that's okay. In my pea brain, I'm not sure if that's how you get raises, though, out of the savings account. It's like, to me, going on vacation and spending all of your savings account. But that's just my opinion. There's no question in my mind that all our people work hard. Everything that they go to the store to buy is going up, gas, milk, eggs, bread, you name it. So do they deserve a raise? Absolutely. And I think we've by all that hard work we did last time, last meeting, we found some things we could cut, and I think we're probably going to be able to afford a raise for the employees. Not a big raise, but I think you ran it out there. You printed a couple of spreadsheets, I believe, and actually I think all that cutting and rearranging or proposed, that nothing was voted on, but we all kept a record of it, and we have a consensus that we can go that direction and maybe create a raise. That actually, let me find that line out. We did incorporate, we have three tracts of land that are proposed to be sold, and we put that in there. They should close. They're all in the title company right now. That made a pretty good difference, $298,000. We upped that last year. We only had $30,000 budgeted, and none of those deals closed. That proposed sale did not go through. So that created a little bit. I'm just hitting the high points here. There's a line in here somewhere. Fund balance designated for current year. In the original budget that I proposed budget that I filed on August 15th, that line we proposed to take $152,521.82 out of the fund balance for the current year for general fund. We actually 2 weeks ago in the last meeting have trimmed that down to $118,570. So we've made some good progress there. And I think I believe this is the version that actually has the raise in it.
I'm going to send Thursday.
August 29th. That's the version we're operating out of. I actually thought we were going to generate one that didn't have any raises to see where we actually were before raises so we could determine whether we could actually afford them, but this does about the same thing. It makes it where you can look at each line, so that works. I think as far as all the required disclosures, I think it pretty much hits everyone. Trying to think.
I thought they did too, Bart.
And we went over in the last meeting any other slight changes that were made, and we covered all those, and you took copious notes, and everything that the court kind of, well, they had a consensus on, you put that in, that's reflected in this August 29th version.
All changes, yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's right there on the budget. I guess at this time I'm going to open the floor up to anybody from the public. Yeah, I got one for Mr. McCuppin and Mr. Dieter, but you don't have to fill out one of these at a public hearing. I'm going to call on Mr. Dieter first.
Commissioners.
The reason that we're in the dilemma that we're in right now is plain and simple, and that has to do with our sheriff's office and our sheriff. And I made mention the other day under my breath that was caught by the judge that over the last 4 years, there's been letters that's been submitted to all of you commissioners, including the judge, as to what needed to be done with the sheriff's office and the jail. The reason that we're in the predicament that we're in, where we only have basically an answering service at the sheriff's office at the current time, we have no inmates, that's already been made mention of. And I hear every day that you're losing $6,000 a day because the inmates are somewhere else. Guess who?
That didn't come from, let me stop you right there on that. That didn't get caused by the storm. The day after the election, I got a call from the county judge in Trinity County. What's going on? Y'all, we were told to come get all of our inmates. That happened in March. I have no answer for why that happened. So we were already losing money on the inmates. We're $200,000 behind our projected revenue. I don't have an explanation for that. Now the storm, if we had a change of heart and we decide to let them come back, we can't do that now because the hurricane tore the jail up. So go ahead, Mr. Deeter. I just want to make the record clear about when that started.
Well, it actually started in May 19th of 2021. Here's a letter, and I meant to make copies because I'm sure somewhere in your files you already have them. But this is from the chief, and he is saying in the latter portion of it, the American Rescue Act has also made available $5,597,025 available to this county to provide relief due to the huge costs borne by COVID at that time. This office is requesting budget workshops concerning these funds. The communication system is antiquated and 50% inoperable throughout the county. This affects EMS, fire, and all law enforcement agencies working in this county. The sheriff's office itself is in dire need of repair. The roof leaks in multiple locations. Wiring is haphazard and dangerous, as proven by the recent fire that was caused by a lightning strike. There is no fire suppression system to prevent destruction of critical criminal records and personal records. There's no emergency fire exit in the rear of the administration building. And luckily, the people were able to get out without harm. Now, this is in 21. If you go to 22, there's also a request from the sheriff for numerous positions. I won't go into all of them, but the operating cost of the sheriffs, and this was on 5/12 of 2022. And if you go into 2023, we also anticipate a need for capital outlay for four more patrol vehicles, $200,000. There's also looming cost for radio and communications equipment, which is far outdated and beyond service life. It is unknown what these costs will be, but they are substantial. We request that an official study and appraisal be done by an outside contractor to develop a countywide communications plan utilizing all available resources. If you go into 2024, we're talking about a very dire situation. As the court is aware of, the sheriff's office has suffered a catastrophic communication failure during the week of January the 7th through January the 13th. And I can tell you, I was a part of that because that's the day that I had my episode and ended up in the hospital. And the thing that I'm trying to get across to you is this is not a current situation. This is a current that has been looming, as the chief so adequately said. And now we're in a situation where you are doing everything you can to squeeze here and there. But what I don't like is the fact that you blame the sheriff for the situation that you're in, when it's not the sheriff's fault that you're in this situation. It's your own fault, every one of you sitting up there, because you have neglected and ignored the requests that have come to you through the years from the sheriff's department as to what they need in order to make this community what it was designed to be, with safety and security. Another thing that I had concerns about regarding the budget, in the fund budget there was allegedly $32 million in there. Well, I got an updated version of it. There's $30 million in there. And I also got an itemized list, which I haven't had a chance to go over yet. But, and the other thing, and you well know this because I've expressed it a number of times, when it comes to paying for the county's radios or the sheriff's department radios, you took that money out of SB 22, which I found out from the controller and the attorney at the controller's office that technically you're entitled to it. But why in the world should the sheriff's office offset the expense of communications for the county when it's the county's responsibility to do that for yourselves? The reason our sheriff's office is in the predicament that it's in, the blame lies with all of you because of neglect that continues. Our sheriff's office deserves your undivided attention. And when they have needs, instead of it bouncing off the wall back there, you need to give them the attention that they deserve and our county deserves. There's more than I could go into, but I've probably taken my 5 minutes that was allotted to me for a change. I just don't like the fact that our sheriff has been demeaned from the time that he took office on November the 14th, I believe it was, of 2014. He deserves more respect, and we demand it from the people.
Thank you.
All right. You made a couple of good points there. You're right. We needed more radios and so forth, and the court responded. We spent $360,000 on, I think, 60 handheld radios and around 20 mobile. Have the mobile units come in yet? And so I don't have a magic wand. As we figure out ways to respond, we try to do that. There's also another $800,000 coming through DETCOG, and we were blessed to have one of the board members, Commissioner Natuno. You know anything about the timeline on when that's going to provide, what do you call it, consoles, two consoles, and I think some repeaters, and repeaters are things that go up on the radio towers, I believe. I'm not a radio expert, but so we. Then that's. I don't know why it's so slow with DETCOG, but they got a lot on their plate, and we're getting near the end. There's light at the end of the tunnel on that part. As far as the roof leaking, it sure has, and we just committed a month ago to spend $380,000 fix that. Now, you mentioned something about everybody up here fussing with the sheriff. I backed the sheriff on most everything he's ever done. I never said the sheriff caused the hurricane to come through. He described standing outside. He says, "I don't, Judge, what do? You're sitting outside," and he told me he saw the back end of the roof flopping, bam, bam. My secretary saw it. He didn't cause that. Nobody's trying to blame that on him. That's not his fault. He's a powerful man. Sheriffs are, but ain't none of us can cause a hurricane to come tear the roof up. He had to make some tough calls, and he just recently, I think, he found a place to put 12 or 14 inmates that's lower than the $75 that some of the jurisdictions are paying. It might involve going a little further, but I applaud him for that, saving us a little money. Bokaloosa or somewhere like that, isn't that where it's at?
Beauregard.
Okay. And I think we'll deal with that contract in our 10:30 meeting. But nobody thinks he caused the hurricane to tear the roof up. I mean, I know better than that. You talked about cars. I'm not sure if we got any cars in this, but I think we bought in the last couple of years like 14 cars or something. They came up with a plan to do a leasing thing with Enterprise, which was a new thing for us. It took us a while to jump off and do that. That's a new innovative way of doing things. But I believe that has worked pretty well, as far as I know. It keeps us in later model cars, and they run them for a year or two, and then they trade them in on more new cars. And
there's no new patrol cars in here.
No, you're right. You're right. I didn't put any new cars in this proposed budget. I'll tell you what else isn't already in there is how we're going to pay for all the money that's going out on the housing the inmates. And now we know how we're going to pay for the roof. We were blessed to have some American Recovery Funds that you mentioned in your oration to the tune of $5.5 million. The court studied over that, and we gave, I think it went to various interests. Some of the water companies were giving some of that money to help deal with some of the costs they were having to move lines and upgrade the infrastructure. $1 million of it went set aside in a fund to help. We're going to fix the courthouse basement there, but we hadn't got around to pulling the trigger on that, so that's where the money's going to come to all these shortfalls, and it is a blessing that we have it to use for that. We'll have to.
Got 94,000 shares.
Let me see. You talking about on the latest version? I think we've added that. That wasn't in, I don't believe that was in the original budget.
Yeah, but
I didn't hear what you said, Commissioner.
There's 94 in there.
Well, maybe we did. Let me see.
I think that's the lease.
But that you're right. That still provides vehicles.
It was
to cover the lease. That's not an outright purchase, but that is providing vehicles. That's a good point, Commissioner. So there is some in there to keep the lease up, which generates new vehicles. It's just not a flat out purchase.
Yeah, but the lease vehicles ain't patrol vehicles.
I think they can amend that.
I can't hear you.
I think they can probably adjust to that. It's not gonna buy them a bunch. At least they got some in there. It's not gonna buy them a bunch, but at least got some in there. They can always move around.
Anyway, that we have hit. He's absolutely right. That we've had needs that popped up over the years, and they have brought it to our attention, and we've done our best to meet those needs. We're never going to meet every single need that comes through, but we are. By the way, has any material been delivered yet?
No, we just talked. He just showed me a text. It'll be here the 15th, I think, what I read.
The 15th?
Okay. I think that's the day they're going to start. The material's supposed to be at 11.
He should be here today. We can ask him.
And I think after they made the bids, I think we did a change order. Is that on today's?
Change order's on today's
because I think there were some issues, all that plopping up and down. There's some structural
changes
that he needed to do something with some of the joists or girts or whatever you call those pieces. All right.
Judge, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Do we really have $30 million in surplus?
I wish we did.
I didn't hear what you said. 30 million what?
I don't know where that come from.
30 million where?
In surplus.
No.
In fund balance, I guess.
That might be the value of the courthouse and everything else that we own all added up together.
Okay.
No, ma'am. We do not.
I think what our outside auditor told us, we had 6.8 in there.
6.2.
Is that right?
Yeah, that changes every day.
Yeah. That's what our auditor told us.
That's in the general fund.
Is that what?
Yeah.
And that's a blessing. We've worked hard to do that, and that's why we can't afford to do that. But when I first got here in 3 or 4, they were walking around wondering. We had less than a $500,000 in the bank, wondering how the lights. Somebody was wondering how we were going to make payroll. I'm kidding. But no, ma'am, we don't have $30 million in cash just sitting over getting moldy. No, ma'am, we don't. The road and bridge funds, some of them have close to $1 million because they've been here lately since Harvey. We've actually had years where when you get grant money in from Harvey or from the federal government or whatever, you spend that money first. And isn't that pretty much the way it works? And you've had years where you didn't spend every single nickel out of your regular budget because it was all you could do to lay down enough asphalt to use the other money. But
it's
No, ma'am. That's TxDOT. I mean, we pay taxes every time you buy a gallon of gas. Yes, you kind of are, but no, it's not our, that's a state road, so. But I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another good reason why these gentlemen have tried to save and keep a pretty healthy fund balance in their road and bridge budget, because I know up in Point Blank and at Waterwood, they had 10-foot coverage blow out. The cover, the one cover was what, 10,000,
120,000, brother.
How much?
So I spent right at 700,000 out of that 79 account.
Now the 79 account is a line in the budget. There's not actually
funded.
There's not a bunch of money in that account. It's taken out of whatever funds we have. We pay the bill, and then we're in the same breath we're filing an application, a PW, I think they call it, to FEMA, and eventually FEMA will reimburse us 75% of that. So it might be some, you know.
That 79 account is probably up to 1,100,000 at least.
1.25.
Okay.
You'll take money out of whoever's fund balances, wherever you know, that's an auditor question, but and then when FEMA pays 75% reimbursement, we put it back in there. That's kind of how that works, but you don't have so
that's part of that 6.8 million.
Yeah, if you don't have a fund like that to draw it out of, he couldn't have fixed any of the roads. So that's, plus I think we're told, you're supposed to have at least 4 months of operating money in reserve.
And they said most of the counties do 6 months, what the outside auditor said.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they said. Some of them do. I saw an audit report that said had 1 month on there. I said, I don't know where you get that, but that's not our policy here. 1 month, that's not enough.
683.
Mr. McCoppin, I know you got a word or two for us.
First of all, thank you, Judge and Commissioners, for letting me talk. But I'm going to say this is kind of my disclosure, okay? And I'm going to say, whatever y'all do, taxes, I'm not going to raise my taxes. I'm over 65. My taxes are frozen pretty much.
I think I made that statement to y'all here a week ago.
I'm making this statement.
Thank you.
My part of my thing is I've always been about transparency and trying to be more open with everybody, what's going on. Anyway, and so just been looking at some things, and first of all, I don't know if y'all have it, y'all probably do, you know, the Texas Association of Counties puts out an annual proposed, I'm going to say calendar for how you set the tax rate. And it gives all the dates, different things. But
how'd I come in on when you filed the proposed budget? It said August 15th. I hit it right on the nail.
Yes, sir, you did. So I read the newspaper, and so on the handout, I put it up there. And so this notice of proposed, I'm going to say, salaries for elected officials, it actually came out on Thursday the 29th. That's what the paper said. I actually got it on the 28th. But if there was salary increases in this, it wouldn't have met the 10 days. I just wanted to point that out. I don't know what process this thing goes through or whatever, but I realize our local newspaper is only once a week, and you know, it's kind of hard to get all the time in just exactly right.
So you're saying it wouldn't meet the 10 days to approve the budget after this meeting? Is that what you're saying?
The raises, yeah, the raises for elected officials, but they wouldn't have met the 10-day notice. Yeah. So.
The notice.
But by the same token,
the elected officials were given notice well within 10 days of when the grievance committee hearing is, if that's what you're getting at. And I don't know if that's what you're saying.
I'm not really getting at that at all.
Okay.
What I will tell you is, going way back, if you go back to the back of your packet, and I've always said this, and this is a ruling that was given by Don Cornyn when he was Attorney General. If you go back, I think I have it highlighted there, that misleading notice is no notice, okay? And I can't tell you how many phone calls that I got asking me if elected officials were getting raises. Because by this document, okay, I'll show you, if you look at the second column on what was posted in the newspaper, it says 23-24 proposed salary. And that should have been 24-25. I think this thing could probably be much more, how would I say, concise in the way it is all worded and everything. Because the first column, I think, ought to be sit there. It ought to be total compensation, okay, for the previous year, which includes your salary, the car allowance, the longevity, all that stuff. And then if you want to break out what the new year is, that's well and good. It's kind of a mute point, but my point is, it was almost misleading to the public. There's a bunch of people out there that thought, oh, county officials are getting raises, simply because that's what it says. Oh, well. I just wanted to point out.
Which notice are you looking at that says they're getting raises? Because I didn't put raises in there for anybody.
It says notice of proposed salaries, and everybody thinks that's a notice of raises. Anyway, I'm just saying you can actually put too much information out there that people misperceive that there is.
Amen. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, on top of the fact that it didn't make the 10-day rule, I was just pointing out that if next year y'all want to give raises, you might want to start a little earlier or something, because what was on this year didn't quite work. All right, let's move on. If you recall, I think it was a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, a year ago, I guess it was, I had called your attention to Local Government Code Section 111, which is all about the budget. And I had previously said things about this. And there's two sections in there. One is about the approved budget. Then there's a section in there, which is section 111.003. And it's about the proposed budget under section B. And it says the proposed budget should contain on the cover page, and I think you read it earlier.
I read it every time I have a meeting. Yeah. Somehow, it escaped.
It didn't make it in the proposed.
It didn't make it in the proposed. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but they printed it all up, and that's their first time. And I didn't catch it either.
I understand. And I will say, last year you were, I'm going to say, criticizing me because you said it's the same as it was in previous years, and I just want to point out the fact that this particular clause and stuff was changed in 2021, and that was well after I was commissioner. So,
yeah, I remember when you were commissioner.
Okay. All right. The next section I want to talk about is 111.004, and it says itemized budget contents. It says, under section B, it says, the budget must contain a complete financial statement of the county that shows, number one, outstanding obligations of the county. And you can probably surmise what those are if you go through every line and every fund and whatever. But I had a conversation with you, Judge, about the debt obligations and in the courthouse, and you referred me to the auditor. And I talked to her, and she told me that the budget that was out there was incorrect. I'm just saying. But on top of that, it also says item number two is the cash on hand to the credit of each fund of the county government. I don't see that in that proposed budget, but it is proposed budget. And at the same time, y'all had a meeting last week. Yep. Y'all had a meeting last week where you were changing the budget already. So regardless, I just am up here to say that the budget that's there is not, I'm going to say, completely sufficient for the public to make any kind of statements about what we should do or how we should do it. And now we're shooting at a moving target. And I don't even want to go into line items. And again, I'm going to point back to this thing here. It says, misleading notice is no notice. And that's pretty much all I have to say. And I also will say that under section 111, in section 111.012, which I think I've highlighted in y'all's packet, it says an officer, an employee, or an official of the county government who refuses to comply with this subchapter commits an offense, and it's a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of $100 to $1,000 and or confinement to the county jail for up to 1 year. 1 month to up to 1 year. So I'm just saying that the notice and what the public got could be somewhat confusing and not complete disclosure.
The notice on the salaries?
Hmm?
The notice on the salaries is what you're talking about?
Notice of the budget hearing. And I would point out in that same AG opinion that the test is substantial compliance, and I would submit to you that we are not perfect. The budget's 186 pages long. She tried to put every possible figure she could in there. There's always room for improvement. I'd make some notes, and if there's some things that you mentioned that they need to put in there, then so be it. We appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Okay. All right. That's all I have to say, Judge.
I think when I started, these things were about 50 pages. They've grown 186 pages. And I guess there's always more information you can put in there. Brother Sweeney, I got about 45 minutes. You want to get up here and pat us on the back and tell us what a good job we're doing? I'd like to hear some of that. Or anybody, does anybody else have any comments they want to bring up?
I do.
Okay.
I got Attorney General's opinion on the elected officials' raises. And their opinion is if you do not adopt the budget, that you can still put in the paper for the elected official phrase and then adopt the budget after it's been in there for 10 days, for the 10-day notice. I gave it to the commissioners. I believe Todd Dillon has a copy of it.
You got a brand new one or you found an old one?
I contacted TAC and spoke with TAC legal, and they sent me
Okay, so you didn't request a new one. I didn't think so, because the only people who can do that is the auditor or the DA.
I also read in Local Government Code, Chapter 152, it's the procedures for setting amounts for elected officials. Each year, the Commissioner's Court shall set the salary, expense, and other allowances of elected county and precinct officers. The Commissioner's Court shall set the items at a regular meeting of the court during the regular budget hearing and adoption proceedings. Has the court ever voted on the elected officials' raises?
No. All we did was file a proposed budget.
Did they vote not to give them the raises?
We haven't voted on the budgets yet.
You sent out a proposal saying we're not getting raises.
You don't understand what a proposed budget is?
Yes.
It's a proposed budget.
Once you put it in the paper, it was a done deal.
No, I didn't say that. You might have drew that conclusion. You have to put the notice out. It's a proposed budget.
We have to do agreements.
And you did. You filed agreements. And you have that right to file one. You may not understand how this works. Every year...
I've done just as much research that anybody else has.
If you're not going to let me answer, I guess I won't.
What you're doing is flawed. You waited till the last minute to do everything, and now everybody's just rustling about trying to fix something that you did.
Something that I did?
Yeah, but it's your job to do the proposed budget. It's your job to put it together. You waited till the last minute to do that. You did it like 2 weeks ago.
No, that's your mistake.
That was our first hearing to work on it.
You don't tell me how I do my job, young lady. I can tell you that much.
You're exactly right. The community does.
That's right.
And I'm part of that.
You are.
You sat up here last week and yelled at me about the grievance when I said, if you will just consider a raise. Let me finish. If you'll just consider the raise, all these elected officials came up here, worked really hard on their budget to tighten the belt, to do for the people that do for the community. We try to put our employees first. You stood up here and screamed at me, you doggone right, you will pull back your agreements, because if you think that I can't convince one person to go against you, you're wrong. You do not care about the employees. You care about your agenda and your agenda only. You're a self-serving judge. And I hope that you start doing things differently. I know you have a lot on your shoulders, but you sit up here and tell everybody that you put the budget up and there was no raises. And that was not true. That was far from the truth. Your best friend, his employees, you put a raise in. You did the same thing for OEM. You made some changes on 911 permitting to cut one budget line item for one employee to give another one a raise. Did you? You did.
Did I what? What are you talking about?
You said you gave raises. When you told everybody, and you told them today, that you did not put any raises in.
I didn't put raises across the board.
You were self-serving. You gave your friends and your employees raises. And that's what I have to say.
Okay, can I speak now?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I think the first one you're talking about, precinct... three justice of the peace. All three of the other precincts, they have an employee and they pay, let's just say, $42,000 plus insurance of $9,000. That's how their administrative help is paid. In precinct three, he's operating his budget with about a $36,000 salary, no fringe benefits. So The other precincts are operating at $52,000. He's operating at $36,000. So I disclose that every time we've had a hearing. I said it when I file the budget. I put that in there, but I don't keep repeating it over every time I walk up to somebody.
Judge, you are right. You are correct on those numbers. I absolutely give you.
I mean, I'm roughly. He's operating lower, so yes, I did.
Every year before budget, you put in his raises for his employees before you decide anybody else. I've been here 6 years, and every year before we start our process, that is the one office that already has their raises.
That's not true, but
that is 100% true.
I wasn't quite finished because okay. You made about seven or eight allegations.
We're not misleading.
Okay, that, and I've disclosed that every time on that particular one. Now, there were some changes, two changes made in 911, I believe. There's a position in there at $31,000, and there was another one at roughly $41,000. The $41,000 has not been filled since the gentleman that worked there left.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
We're talking about 911. I think that's what you're talking about. I added the, and I told Trish came in, was having trouble. She said, I don't know if I can hire anybody for 31. I looked at the budget. I said, 41, 31, add them together, divide it by two. Now you got two positions at 36,000. So technically one of them got a raise and the other one got a decrease. No change in the budget.
Sir, you took from the position that requires a class and a license to do, you took from that position for us to be able to get a person that has a license to give another position a raise.
It's just a proposed budget. If they wanted to change it, they can.
It is, but the thing is you get up there and you say there is no raises done, but it's not true. It's not factual.
There was no raises across the board. I try to disclose every single one. I brought this up before.
Misleading. And
whatever.
From the precinct 3, you do not disclose that. The commissioners bring it to your attention that they've seen that it's done.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
Okay. You're right. Transparency. And being equal.
You're assuming that I had no conversations with the head of 911, Ms. Trish. You're saying we never met and talked about this and came up with this.
That's not what I'm saying, Judge. What I'm saying is you sat up here and said there was no raises, and then that wasn't true. I'm not talking about backdoor meetings. I'm talking about here in front of the community.
Well,
I'm not greedy.
I'm asking
for everybody across the board to have the same thought process that one employee is not better than the other. When you give raises, you need to think about everybody, not your friends,
ma'am,
or your own offices.
Every budget we've ever had, when we give raises, it's all across the board.
Every budget we've ever had, you have been against the raises, and the commissioners had to fight tooth and nail for.
It's a process. I can't start off with raises until we go through the whole process and we work through what our priorities are, just like this year. I didn't know they were going to come in and cut somebody out of every single, but they raised enough money to be able to afford the raises.
We did what you didn't.
That's true. I don't have an hourglass. I can't see into the future what they're going to do or what their priorities are. This is a process.
Yes.
This is how it's done. Do I like the way it is?
When we were trying to make changes, you got mad about it. When we got up here and came together, it made you mad. That's why you yelled at me.
You're still mad because we had a little discourse that got a little out of control.
Yeah,
I didn't scream at you, ma'am.
Together.
You're screaming at me right now. And I apologize to you.
You did. You apologized to me for yelling out. But your words is what you told the other elected officials that pulled their grievance because you said, I'll make fools of you.
I didn't tell anybody I was making fools out of nobody.
Why what they told me was the exact words you said up there?
You made a point a while ago about the court has the right to change. What I file is just something to start with, a proposed budget.
Then why do you fight the whole time?
I'm not fighting. I'm doing what I think's right at the time, ma'am. I still don't know how we're... I'm sorry. You weren't through.
No, go ahead. I apologize. You're right.
And just for the record... It's not like we're old boyfriends and girlfriends. We're fighting like we are, but we're not.
We're very passionate about what we do.
Yes, ma'am, and I applaud you for that. I'm not perfect. I file a proposed budget. I'm very conservative. I didn't know how we were going to pay for the roof. I didn't know how we're going to pay. I still don't have it in the budget of how we're going to pay for all this other than take it out of the fund balance, and then we have to declare an emergency to take the money out. We can do that. That's something I try to avoid at all costs.
The people pay taxes to handle those things, not for us to sit on it, to make those changes.
But we got to start with something. All this is, everybody in the room understands that, but I'm not sure that you do. It's just a proposed budget, ma'am. We worked through it, through all these hearings, and we're going to probably have more meetings about it, and then we'll decide what we can actually afford. I submit to you, there ought to be a way, once I file the proposed budget and then we work through the budget, and they, you know, that's why there's five of us up here.
Exactly.
If they find other ways, well, hey, Judge, why don't we do this? That's exactly the process that we go through. It'd be great if I knew it all and I could just come up with the perfect budget at the start, but it doesn't work that way. You got to start with something. Yeah, we can always add raises, which is what we always do. We always add the raises when we've worked through everything. We said, well, we got the money to buy the cars for the sheriff, or we got the money to hire the tax collector or another, or whatever is the priority. Well, every once in a blue moon, but it's been a long time since you've asked for anything.
A long time. We begged for 30 years.
I get it.
You what? I didn't hear it.
One other thing, it is in there. Mark Wills, IT guy, I put another employee in that line.
And it was well deserved.
I think so.
I do too.
And the court, they could have said, oh man, we can't afford that. He just needs to... tighten up. They all agreed, and we didn't vote the other day, but we this is just how we do it. We go through the whole thing line by line, and then we kind of make notes on what we're going to do, and we ask the auditor. That's just how it's done.
Did you make the sanitation?
It seems before all the input is gotten from all the parties.
It's not in there.
To expect me to know what those numbers are in a proposed budget and then be barred from giving the elected officials a raise, because if you don't put it in that notice to start with, then you don't get it. I guess
we should have started the process a little bit earlier this year.
You are aware that a whole lot of the work is done with the auditor, Martin. And I, and she was out Martin. For about 2 weeks. What? Okay, if you say so. I was out 14 days when I had it, because that's what they said you were supposed to. I know.
The rules have changed since then.
Maybe they have, but she wasn't available
now,
to do it.
A couple of days now, huh?
What? Yes. Yeah, so. 5 days.
Yeah. It'd be all right.
I just asked that you have more transparency about what is really going on. My job is to advocate for the employees.
I'm glad you did it.
Well, the last meeting, I don't know if you were here or not, but we got a proposal that does have employee raises in there. We found, like I say, nobody cried too much when we took a little out of most every budget. I took $1,500 out of the county court budget, and the whole budget ain't at $12,000. We all gave a little to try to make that happen. But that's just how, it ain't up to me. I'm not God Almighty. I'm not the one that's supposed to just decide what it is, and we don't need any more meetings.
Huh? Yes.
Anybody else got anything they want to say at the public hearing?
$5,500, what did we take out of it? 100? Knocked it down to 100.
Am I allowed to answer a question, Your Honor?
Absolutely, Mr. Dieter.
With what is happening here today, does this finalize the budget?
No.
No, sir.
No.
So there's going to be more hearings for the public, or?
I don't have the statute in front of me, but we're supposed to act on it within, I think.
7 days,
is that the, okay. That's the problem. You got all these restrictions and notices, and you got to make it all fit together. 7 days. I guess we're going to post a meeting for probably the 7th day.
Well, where my concern is, we started with a budget, then we had a revision, and now
that's kind of just a working budget. That's we have the document that got filed, and then we met in a budget workshop, and we went through line by line and figured out where we could cut and where we can adjust revenues and so forth.
So this is the third.
I don't know.
Technically.
I'm not sure. I think there's maybe, this may be the fourth.
This might be three or four.
We had one early, and it wasn't, we didn't have any much input, which is pretty common in the first budget hearings. We didn't accomplish a lot in the first.
That's Margie when
the first one we had.
Okay. My next question is, with the raises taking place, does that include?
Yeah, I didn't.
It that happens on the day that we vote on the budget.
This is one from yesterday.
I remember a year we had no contracts.
I didn't either.
The sheriff got out and beat the bushes. Jail contracts. Walked in with a handful of on the day of the budget hearing. Thank God he showed up. We were able to give a decent raise. Best raise we've ever gotten.
David, when'd you get this?
So it happens on
what? This.
I'm sorry.
The updated version. Does that include the commissioners getting another raise?
We have 29.
Last week.
I don't see how.
I just got mine Tuesday.
People have led, and I believe Mr. McCoppy may be right, but he believes that we're stuck with whatever we put in the initial notice that was in the proposed budget. So, yeah, they printed out something that's got raises for elected officials. But, those were not put in the original budget and in the notice that got put out.
29.
I don't know how. I think you'd be violating the rules that
Thursday
pertain to those notices that he was quoting statute about.
Okay.
There you go.
I have read
this is
some areas of the law that leads me to believe there is a way, because like Ms. Bailey said, the court sets the budget. What I file is just a proposal. So why are they held to what I put in a proposed budget? As misguided as I apparently am in what I did, I didn't do that to high. I didn't think we could afford a raise. That's why I put that in there.
So I guess this question is, because I haven't seen it, obviously.
There's two of them, but $1,000 and one was $2,000, isn't it?
Is the court going to be having a raise? Are y'all getting a raise when others are not?
No.
I'm sorry. No, I'll never vote for anything like that. We've had years where we didn't get raises and the employees did get raises.
That's not exactly what I was referring to.
Okay.
I remember in previous budget meetings that there wasn't any indication that the commissioners were going to get an additional monies until after it was done. And the general public didn't have a chance to say one word. It just happened. And I'd like to think that's not going to be
the public hearing is for y'all to come and give your opinions about just tell us what you want us to know. Do you want them to have raises? Do you think they deserve a raise? The elected officials in general?
Well, let's not go into that because Ray and I got the blame last time in the grievance.
You're the one talking about it, Mr. Dieter. You got to tell me what you want before we can. We're supposed to get input from the community and then we listen to that. It don't mean if 300 people showed up and says no raises, that doesn't mean we have to do it, but we value your opinion, and that's what this public hearing's for. Y'all give us input so we can, you know, think about it, ponder on it, and then when we come back on the day we vote,
you can ask Ray, because he's been sitting in these chairs before, and I know he'll tell you the same thing. Some of these decisions that we have to make, they're not the easiest ones to make.
Ray's pretty sly. From what I remember about Ray, when Ray was over there, he know we're getting a raise, but he'd vote against it just so nobody have to say, well, I didn't vote for that raise.
I just don't want a repeat of what has happened previously, because as you can tell, it's still in my craw.
He's right. I believe he's right. I haven't found something that contradicts what he says. I believe what he's saying, you're stuck with what you put in the original budget as far as the elected officials are. That seems grossly unfair to me. It takes away the power of the court. The court as a whole makes that decision when we vote. How can I keep them from being able to give a raise just because I didn't put it in the original budget? The employees are not bound by that. If he's correct, they're not bound by that.
That's right.
They can get a raise whether we get one or not.
That's right.
Because we don't have to disclose what we're doing. Well, we put it in the proposed budget, but and Ray, you know the process. You've worked through four of these things.
Yes,
we work and toil, and we try to find places we can save, things we can cut, so perhaps we can buy the sheriff more cars, or perhaps we can give a decent raise.
My brother was actually an assistant DA when this particular ruling came out, or I'm going to say attorney general opinion came out, and it was about Guadalupe County, and Guadalupe County had posted the fact that they were going to give a raise, okay, a 3% raise. That at the end of the day, the raise was not just 3%, it was like 26%.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I thought you were going a different direction. So suppose I put in there that we're going to give a 5% raise in the proposed budget. And then, almost like what happened here, the storm comes along, blows the roof off the jail. Now we got a $500,000 worth of something we got to try to figure out how we're going to pay for it. So we say, guys, we can't afford the raise because the roof blew off the jail. That opens up all the elected officials to file a grievance again because you'd really be, veins would be popping out if I proposed to cut salaries. Am I right?
Well, if it's proposed, it's proposed. I mean, what's the difference between a proposed budget and a proposed elected official salary? You can go down, you just can't go up.
No, if I cut your budget, you by law have a right to file a grievance.
If you post that, you can post it a little higher because you can always come down. You just can't go up.
That's right.
Just a suggestion.
Well, we don't want to get the blame. Ray and I don't want to get the blame that if.
Oh, no.
If
we don't get raises.
We don't have a problem with that as long as it's equal, but we just don't want any sneaky stuff taking place that has taken place previously.
Such as when? When have we given a raise that we didn't say we were going to give?
I never voted. It was in 22, if I'm...
That was the year the sheriff walked in with the contracts. Things changed. I'm glad he did. I still don't know how he got them to $75 a day, but I'm very proud of what he did.
It happened at the end of the day on a budget, at the end of the day when you voted yourselves a raise without us knowing it until after it was done.
No way. We didn't vote ourselves just a raise.
It was for everybody, not just us. It was for everybody.
So what do I hear? What am I hearing? You don't want anybody to get a raise?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying? I just don't know.
What I'm saying is I just don't want a repeat of what happened last time.
Okay.
It was very unfair. You can tell it sticks in my craw. Because it happened. You gave yourselves, I think, an additional $1,000.
To say what really happened on that day was, at the very end of the day, it was about 4:30, and I think Ms. Beattie, the county had gotten a refund from the insurance. $36,000, I think it was. And that money went towards raises for y'all. But y'all had not posted in the newspaper that raise. And that's when y'all had to all agree. Remember?
Well, that's when we give everybody travel pay raises to.
We consulted with the district attorney.
It wasn't just us we gave raises to.
Yeah.
It was to all the elected officials who did the travel and everything. So it just wasn't us that we gave it to. That's what y'all assuming it wasn't. It was every elected official here.
Commissioner, I think what their point they're trying to make, and it's getting kind of covered up, is there is a process that we go through, and they're asking that the process be done right. Even to this year, everything was crammed in at the last minute, and people are losing out, and people are not able to keep up. Because the process needs to be done right. And Judge, you say all the time, I've been doing this for 20 years. By now, this process should be on point.
They keep changing the process, Miss Bailey. I'm telling you, we've always posted the notice. I don't know that I've ever put raises in a proposed budget because I'm familiar with the process. We have budget hearings. We get down to what the needs versus the wants, so to speak.
So maybe we should have more meetings before this proposed part comes out.
Well, I think one of the problems we have is 2 years ago in the pocket that you're talking about, the legislature changed the budget process and they actually cut us out of some of stuff we were supposed to do and reduce the time.
I guess the only way to not have the grievance thing pop up is just put raises in every single year, whether you think you can actually pay for them or not. I just can't make myself do that. We're going between loss of income, $5,000-$6,000 a day for, how long has it been? When did you ship them out, Sheriff? They've been gone a month?
Yeah, I believe around July, middle of July.
Middle of July.
July 14th.
July 14th, so a month and a half, that's 45 days at five, that's right around $150,000 in lost income, plus another $150,000 that we're paying out. That's $300,000 that we ain't, it's not even in the budget. And it, if it goes, I think the roof will be back on before the end of this budget year. I certainly hope so.
I think we worked last meeting to pay all of that. We found ways to pay all of that. So let's not revert back to before then. I think we worked hard enough to move money and went through that.
You're right. But when did we work that out? We worked it out after I filed the budget.
Right.
In my defense, I didn't know what we were going to work out. I'm sure glad we worked it out. I'm glad for the help I got here. I don't know it all. But I can't just put numbers in there that I don't believe in. It's hard to do. But maybe that is the way to do it.
So can I ask the question to McCompany? Do you want the employees to have a raise? Do you want the elected officials to have a raise? What are you saying? I'd just like clarification.
I'm saying that I thought I made it very clear. You voted yourself.
That's not the question. I would like a direct answer. Do you want the elected officials to have a raise? Do you want the employees to have a raise in this current budget year? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't have a problem if that is feasible.
Okay.
We just don't want to get the blame that if you do choose to give a raise, and there is, we got the blame last time, Ray and I, because of the grievance that took place, but the grievance really wasn't necessary because we didn't object to the raise last time for
it. Believe it or not, it wasn't just about you. The fact was, you pointed out, Ray very correctly pointed out, that there was some deficiencies in our notice. So the DA said, well, do it all over. And then when we did, every single elected official filed a grievance. And they were all unanimously approved, but it was a process that you have to go to. The reason we corrected, not just because of what you thought, the whole citizenry, they might have been concerned that we didn't do it the right way. Y'all said we didn't do it the right way, so we did what we were advised by council to do to correct it. We did everything we could do. I'm sure we fell short, like apparently we do every day.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, but then you trampled on your answer afterwards. So, do you want the entire county to get a raise, or do you not? Or do you just want the employees and not the elected officials? I was trying to clear up what you were doing.
I guess you could say the county employees are more. Why wouldn't you? You're separating the elected officials and the county employees. Officials would include you, right?
Yes, yes.
So the elected official, that answers my question. Then you're going to get a raise right along with them.
No, that
process actually is separate.
Well, let's hope it is. I have no problem with the elected officials and the county employees getting raised.
As long as it's equal.
Huh?
As long as it's equal?
As long as it's equal.
Okay, good deal.
Well, let me kind of restate. Yeah. The proposed budget got filed. We've had some hearings. Was it last week or the week before? whenever the last meeting was, we worked through every single line. We've made some adjustments. We took money out of various budgets. We've adjusted revenue. Last year we estimated $600,000 in inmate revenue. This year we're like $240,000 because we don't have any contracts at this moment or any inmates. That should change once the roof gets fixed. But I'm forced to make a decision and file a paper because the law says I got to file it by August 15th. We probably should have done more work on it and been, but that's, it's not a perfect world. So we've made the changes that we think we can afford. We've worked through all that. Nothing's been voted on, but the, and I think what the court is actually considering is, was generated on August 29th based on the changes that were suggested. That's all they were suggested. None of them mean anything until the day we vote. Which, you say 7 days? Is that, we gotta act within 7 days?
Within 7 days. Within 7 days of the public hearing? And if we don't, what happens then?
It goes back.
You revert back to last year's budget.
Or you have to go over again and have another public hearing.
Supposed to go back. I don't think you can make the stage of last year's budget.
Mm-hmm. Can you have another public hearing?
So,
have another 7 days?
I mean,
in the Attorney General's opinion that we have,
that's by statute. Yeah, that's by statute.
We can have another public hearing.
We already, they said we, so, okay.
You just have to vote on your rate by September 30th.
We're not going over the rate, I can tell you that.
But you still have to vote by September 30th.
I know that.
For the budget and the rate.
The rate and the, that's true.
So, Do we want to stop this meeting and go into our other, because we have a 10:30 appointment with those attorneys.
Okay.
Time rolling.
And it's 10:42.
Well, they're gonna get paid. Is there anybody else this public hearing, I ain't closing it down until everybody's got their chance to say what they want to say. Today's the 4th. You have a calendar?
I have one pulled up right here. You count the weekend?
It's just days, yeah. I think we do count if it's a day, yeah.
Count today?
No.
So 7 days from today, 1, 2, 3.
The 9/11.
Yep.
I just don't know what day of the week that is. It should be on a Wednesday, just like today is.
It's a Wednesday.
If 7 days is the magic number, then I'm gonna tentatively set a hearing for that day so we can be in compliance with the statute and figure out how to. I'm not sure that we have any need for another public hearing. I'm not hearing any opposition to anything that's in there. They just don't like the way we file the notices or whatever. Anybody here that's wants to express opposition to the inmate, all of the employees getting a $1,000 raise? That's what's on the table right now. I hear nothing. So at this point, we're going to conclude the public hearing. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Mars. All in favor say aye. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Public hearing is adjourned. This time.